All right, Cody Shock, A1, sixth place. I thought at fifth, Deeks got you. And then, dude, I thought you were going to tune him up a little bit more than you did. I think you could have, huh?
I definitely could have, but that's not me.
Yeah.
But I will run it in just like he will run it in. And it's at the end of the day, it's racing.
Yeah.
So, no, good day for me. Definitely made the heat race hard for myself.
Yeah, yes, you did. I was actually thinking, I'm like, he's going to go LC. I didn't think you were going to make it.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Let's be honest. Yeah. Me too. But, yeah. I pulled P9 with two turns to go, and I had no idea.
Yeah.
I came off the track all, like, kind of pissed off,
and then
I was like, what do I get? And then my mechanic, Dakota, was like, you got ninth. I was like, oh, shit, okay.
Yeah, you're like, oh, okay.
We're good.
Yeah. Well, shitty gate pick, but whatever.
Yeah, but I came out fourth.
Yeah.
So I can start from anywhere, and I'll succeed, so.
Track was, like, tight, tricky, jumps were steep. Little weird Anaheim 1, I thought. A little tougher Anaheim 1 than usual, you know?
Yeah, well, so for me, this is my first A1.
Okay.
But from watching years prior, this track, you could definitely ride a long track, and you could definitely shorten it up.
Yeah.
But you had to play with the angles. I struggled today with the angles, and I tend to make the track a little too long, and I would lose a half a second, literally in the switchback, going back and forth from the start.
Yeah.
So this track was tricky in its own way, but... the rhythms were definitely steep.
Yeah.
I was kind of surprised that we kind of all stuck to the same rhythm all day.
Yeah.
Whoops. We're okay.
Yeah.
There's only nine. But you know what? They still got chewed out.
Yeah.
And
no, they gave a lot of guys problems. They really did. Yeah.
Yeah. And this is my opinion. I feel like the smaller the whoops, the harder they are. Because they get more edgy and
Guys are hitting them faster.
Oh,
Right.
You come in there with full confidence and you come out with no confidence.
The decision to go Anaheim 1 or West, you are, I think of you as an East Coast guy, you know, just doing it more like that. How was that decision? Was that always in stone for you? Something you wanted to do? Something the team wanted to do?
It was definitely all team.
Okay.
Brandon approached me and I was like, dude, I don't care.
Yeah.
So he was like, okay, you're going to go West. We're going to give Max time. We'll send Jet West, and then the other guys will send East. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I said, then let's race Worlds. And then he was like, okay. I raced Worlds to get gate drops and work on intensity, opening laps, passing, and just being used to running up front.
Yeah.
And I feel like that showed today in a way. So obviously I still got things to work on. We all do. But it's a good start.
It's a good start. No, I agree. I think it's a good start for you coming off last year when you were sort of the surprise and everything else. So I think you backed it up, you know, somewhat and being like, hey, like I'm a guy, you know? So, yeah.
Yeah, no, the factory guys tend to get a lot of praise and, you know, we're just over here trying to show that you don't need a factory bike to do well.
Yeah.
So we'll get it one day.
Cool. Thanks, man.
Yeah, thank you.